Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth.
Defending our borders.
He stands for justice.
Fighting the American Union.
He stands for what's right.
This is Explosive Talk Radio.
This is the Alex Jones Show on News Radio 590 KLPJ. Call Alex now at 836-0590, pound 590 for those on a wireless, and toll free at 1-877-590-KLVJ. Now, Alex Jones.
Man, I love that intro. That is blood-pumping, nuclear-powered brain damage, baby. You know, I get fired up about freedom. I get upset, I get angry about the loss of our liberties. And for good reason. Look, I don't just like sports or getting all, you know, excited about whatever your hobby is, but don't get mad at me that I get excited about our country and our freedoms. And we had a caller at the end of the last hour, many of you probably heard him, for those that didn't, who just was saying I was a liar, Operation Northwoods didn't exist, and the stuff I claimed that was in this bill doesn't exist. It's in the New York Times, L.A. Times, Associated Press, Reuters, all reporting that it affects U.S. citizens, no more habeas corpus, no more Bill of Rights, okay? What is it you can't get through your head? And then you denied Bush was anything but a conservative? Listen, buddy, I'm a conservative, okay? I'm somebody who didn't go back on my values. I'm somebody who isn't brainwashed. And so don't you ever call me a liberal. Make me sick. And don't even call me one of these modern conservatives. I'm going to be known as that. I'm a freedom lover. I'm a constitutionalist. Now, we got loaded phone lines here. We got calls from Brooklyn, Hawaii, Utah, Miami, Chicago, and local calls as well. And I just want to go to each caller, give you about a minute or so, because I want to be fair to the next person. And then I'm going to get into the sex scandal. And I said there's a Republican homosexual cult running this country. I say that because they use it as compromise. Okay, you don't get into high levels unless they've got dirt on you, and the dirt of choice, it's just like a gang where they say, you got to go out and knock over an old lady, and then you're a made member of the East Side Vatos, okay? This is criminology. And so a lot of them who aren't even into this do this because this is how you become a made man, this is how you become a super high-level Republican most of the time, folks, it's the truth, and I'm going to get into it. So just get ready, okay? I'm going to get into it. And I got the proof. Let's go ahead and talk to Anton in Brooklyn, New York. You're on, well, you're nationwide from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Antoine from Brooklyn. And,
Antoine, okay.
I'm a big fan of yours, big long-time listener.
Good to have you on board. What's on your mind?
I would just, as you say, there's been a lot of changes that have taken place in the past week. I'm confused. There's been so many rapid changes. Can you just quickly go through since last Sunday what has gone on this week for your listeners? Also, you just touched on it, the blackmailing of congressional leaders with the homosexual sex, the pedophilia ring, how that may have influenced the voting record for these new legislative
That's what the mafia and the CIA always did, but in the past it was they'd get you in a room with three hookers and, you know, have you dressed up in a pig outfit or something and take photos of that, but that isn't a big enough scandal today. So it's, they pick people when they're state reps because they already know what they're doing at the state capitol. And then you just move up, and whether it was the Democratic governor of New Jersey or, you know, the mayors of major cities. Folks, I have hundreds of articles. I have the Washington Times with a 89 headline, you know, call boy scandal, underage 14-year-old call boys by the dozens brought into the White House. Jeff Gannon, the male madam and porn star, bringing in all these other men during the current Bush administration White House late at night. Bush doing weird things in public where he rubs Gannon's head and then kisses him on the cheek. I mean, I have those photos. It's from video stills at press conferences. And, I mean, I'm not saying Bush is doing anything. I'm just saying he likes to put his cheek up against Gannon and gives him a little kiss. And then we're all supposed to just ignore this?
My questions are regarding the timing of the release of this information with the legislation that's being passed. Do you see any connection there?
You know, they don't need to intimidate people like this individual, Representative Mark Foley, okay? They don't need to release something on him, but it may scare everybody else into getting in line. Some people pointed this out. I don't like to speculate, but yeah, this scandal comes out Thursday. Suddenly everybody gets in line and votes 100-0. In the final vote Friday, when it came out of both the House and Senate conferences, they got the bill all meshed together and unified because it has to be 100% identical on both sides. And they could be burning Foley as a way to get everybody in line. Now it's coming out that Hastert knew and they covered up. It turned out, it's just all over the news, this is ABC News reporting as well as the Associated Press, that a year ago everybody said, don't be his page, don't work for him. You know, he'll come after you. He's doing all of this. It turns out the government, the FBI, had these emails for months and did nothing. I don't know why this is just now coming out. I heard the news earlier. They were saying, ask Alberto Gonzalez to investigate. I mean, that's like asking the fox to guard the hen house. It is such a joke. Let's go ahead and talk to Angel in Hawaii. You're on KLBJ. What's on your mind?
Hey, Alex. I was trying to email you an audio clip. It's but the email kept bouncing back.
Yeah, we've changed some of our email systems. We're having some problems. We're going to try to work it out. We're getting these reports of stuff bouncing. Try to go to Infowars.com, and there's a web form right there where you can send us stuff. But go ahead.
Okay, this was shocking to me, but...
go ahead and tell us.
It was from a Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman podcast. It was from Friday, and she was interviewing Senator Leahy from Vermont about that new bill that you've been talking about today. And about 18 minutes into it, she asks, you know, what would be different if the Democrats would be in power? And he starts talking about how the Republicans are blocking various investigations. And this is a quote. This is something he says. He says, quote, you know, one thing they're blocking, quote, why did 9/11 happen on George Bush's watch when he had clear warnings it was going to happen? Why did they allow it to happen?
Well, listen, do me a favor. You can email me, try to email me at, say, Kevin@Infowars.com. I know that's one of the accounts they haven't shut down. Try Aaron@Infowars.com. I appreciate your call. Let's jam one more caller in here. Let's talk to who's been holding the longest. Steppenwolf in Utah. Steppenwolf, you're blasting out nationwide from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
It's Steppenwolf from MySpace. Hey, I just wanted to commiserate with you, man. I feel like shedding tears with you, and I feel like running out in the street and yelling at the top of my lungs that freedom is dead.
Yeah, I had dinner with my parents last night, my family and my grandmother, my children's great-grandmother, and we were all totally freaked out. My dad's read the bill, and just we were literally grieving for the country. This is really, if this is allowed to go, this is the end of America, folks. We're not just using that as a turn of phrase. We're serious.
Yep. Amen. You know, I've only been listening to you for a couple months, but everything you say is checked out. You know, and I'm not an easily trusting person, and I'm not a man that easily sheds tears either. But what's going on right now, I mean, you know, being a Christian-oriented, Bible-oriented person, I knew that this was going to happen eventually.
Well, it is starting to happen, but according to an earlier caller, you're a liberal.
What's that?
According to that earlier caller, we're all liberals.
Right. Yeah, well, I think I said on Paul Joseph Watson's blog the other day that they even consider you to be a liberal, and sure enough, here this guy calls up.
And you know, and according to his real yardstick of a liberal for big government, gun control, open borders, he supports a president who's a liberal. You're the liberal. You're the liberal, you fool.
Right, they're the neo-libs.
That's it, they're the neo-lib, neocon.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know, they just give them a label, you see, and they just believe it. It's like Michael Savage, big beatnik in the 60s, wrote books I won't even quote here on air, just look into it, folks, wrote stuff you can't even believe. If conservatives knew what this guy, but see, that's how they operate, they're scum. They're not real conservatives.
Wasn't David Horowitz like that, too?
Oh, they're all of them.
He used to be a communist or something. Now,
listen, they were Trotskyites. Who do you think the neocons are? All right, we're out of time. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. Take a few more calls, and I'm going to go into news. But Nick in Chicago, Jay in Miami Beach, and others, you stay with us. When we get back, though, we're going to continue with calls, and I'm going to get into this pervert. He is a pervert. He's admitted to soliciting a 16-year-old. He's a pervert. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Power-hungry secret societies seek to control history, even religion. Remember the uproar caused by the movie The Da Vinci Code? The majority of scholars admit that these same Gnostics hijacked the apostles' writings and forged something far worse, the abomination of religious cannibalism. Two Witnesses Ministries has compiled the facts, proving conclusively that the words eat and drink of the Last Supper passages are not genuine, but were later edited into the Greek NT by Gnostics of Mystery Babylon. Two Witnesses Ministries has published a 175-page book entitled Communion, The Bloodfest of Babylon. Request yours at P.O. Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604, or call 325-572-3913. How could the Hebrew Messiah institute an abomination of sacred blood drinking? He didn't. He taught the Torah. Two Witnesses Ministries has cracked the bloodiest mystery of all time, the Communion Code. Call 325-572-3913. Don't let the secret societies take your crown.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on News Radio 590 KLBJ. Give Alex a piece of your mind at 836-0590, pound 590 for those on a wireless, and toll free at 1-877-590-KLBJ. Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah. I love standing up to liberals in denial. You're the most dangerous liberals, though. You're like sleeper agents. You don't even know it. You get, like, your little activations from your fake conservative commanders. You just like zombies. I will turn in guns. I am for open border.
Oh, I believe delusional stories about terror. Democrats will get me if I don't do it.
The Democrats voted 100% in the final conference vote for this bill and the other bill getting rid of the Fourth Amendment. You just call in and go, you're a liberal. It don't affect American citizens, and it don't have nothing to do, and there's no Northwoods. Well, yes, there is. You may believe in a tooth fairy. I don't, my friends. I believe in real information, real issues, and that's what we're covering here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on News Radio 590 KLBJ, now being syndicated. So I have to get out of the habit of saying News Radio 590 KLBJ and saying blasting out from Central Texas from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ, and our stations are going to be checking in with us very, very soon. We've got calls here from Miami Beach, Chicago, here locally, you name it. And I'd like to get some local calls. It's always nice to have the calls from out of Central Texas, but it's always nice to have the locals whose conditioning we're breaking right now. We're deprogramming. 836-0590, pound 590. All right, let me get really serious here for a moment, and then we'll start going back to your calls. I've covered the fact that they butchered the entire Bill of Rights, and that's what they did. When you get rid of habeas corpus and due process and secret arrest and secret execution and double jeopardy and kangaroo courts, it's the end of the country. In fact, warrantless searching bill is just icing on the cake, or maybe a cherry on top. But when I say that many of the Republicans at the congressional level are part of a homosexual cult, that's improper. I'm wrong. A homosexual gang. Here, how does that sound? And I'm not here bashing homosexuals. What I'm saying is that I remember when I first got involved in fighting the New World Order 14 years ago, got on air, TV, almost 13, radio, 11, 12 years ago, this kept coming up. Hey, do you know about the pedophile rings? Hey, do you know, have you seen this news article? People mail me, Washington Post and People Magazine and Washington Times, and they'd have the credit card receipts from the White House in 89 with headline, Underage Call Boys in White House. And now I'm not going to talk about that. Oh, no. I mean, I was Mr. Republican back then. I worked for Pat Buchanan's campaign twice. You know, I'm out there, and I still like Pat, by the way. He's a great guy. Had him on the show a few weeks ago. But the point is, I was a hardcore Republican until I was inside of it and saw it. And then there were all these scandals with governors and state reps, and it just kept happening. And it was almost always Republicans. I mean, you get a case with, like, the New Jersey governor last year as a Democrat some of the time, but Republican pollsters, Republican strategists, Republican constantly caught either doing pervert stuff, which is their business. It's still weird, though. They're a bunch of hypocrites. Or illegal stuff. And how many shows have I told you? The heads of these organizations, the heads of the groups that supposedly protect children. Go read criminology. Go take a criminology course at UT. You know, if you've already graduated, you can go back as a graduate student. Go research this. You'll find out that you're five times more likely in truancy officers, in police officers, in school teachers, in school principals. That's why when you hear it in the news, it's always a school principal or it's always a truancy officer. To be involved in pedophilia. Because smart pedophiles, folks, don't run around trying to snatch kids off the streets. Smart pedophiles go get a uniform. Do you understand that? Well, here it is again that Foley, this congressman, had co-chaired the House Caucus on Missing and Exploited Children and had sponsored numerous bills aimed at protecting children from predators. And I remember seeing this guy on national TV like a year ago. And I was at a meeting, and we had it on at the office, and I was saying I want crew to, start taping some of the stuff off the news. I turned the TV on, and there's Foley, and I said, boy, that guy just looks like one of them. It's like Carr looks like one. Remember the guy who claimed he did that thing to JonBenet Ramsey? And, of course, he is a pervert, but it turns out he's just a nut. But still, you can just look at him. They just look like that. They got little bug eyes that, like, glisten, and they shift around when they look, and they're all effeminate. And just, oh, I want to get my hands around their neck and just, and hug them. Yeah, no. I can't say anything against them here on air. I don't want to hurt them. I mean, I do want to throw up on them. It's true. I'm not going to lie. I do want to hurt them, but I'm not going to. So that's the job of the police. But the problem is the police are full of them. And again, if you're getting mad at that, I'm sorry. That's just criminology. If you can't deal with it, that's your problem. This is a show about truth, ladies and gentlemen. And the point is that most police and most school teachers are good people. And they care about society, and they're there to help. But the statistics, the numbers, the criminology is five times more likely in public service related to children, you are going to have five times the number of sickos. That is criminology. That is fact. That is history. And so why do we trust the government? You cannot. That's what the founding fathers said. Do not trust them. Keep it small. Don't let them have control over you, because if you do, you're going to get abused. Because not just are there five times more criminals on average, it's not just the pedophiles. That number just keeps coming up over and over again. Go look at the numbers. Go pull them up. Now they can't get caught. Now they can't get in trouble. Now it's harder for them to get busted. Now they've got governmental power and governmental office shielding them. Do you see how sophisticated this has gotten? And I have all the articles here. This is AP today. GOP leaders knew of Foley emails in 2005, but Hastert lied to investigators, and Hastert lied to the Washington Post. Of course he lied. And now it's not just emails to one young man, one boy. It's to a bunch of boys. And the report is everybody knew about this for years, and everybody said, unless you want this, I mean, imagine parents. You know, the joke is, people that know about Capitol Hill, is, you know, do not send your young men and women as pages to Capitol Hill unless you want them to go up the fast track of power. Oh, they'll end up getting power. They'll get some big high appointment or job 20 years later. That's how this works. This is how the homosexual gang operates. And you're shooting right to the top. And they've also got camp follower women, young women, young girls in many cases. But they're not as, again, we've done a study of this. They don't, the young girls aren't really what they're into. It's you know, that's kind of like, you know, when you go to a grocery store and they say, well, this milk is our best-selling brand. You know, 80% of them choose this type. And we have this other milk over here, if that's what you'd like. So the point is, they are. I mean, this is sick. I know this is sick. But just type in Republican sex scandal and just get ready. And type Democratic sex scandal in. You won't find as much. Again, the people, it's basic psychology. The people posing as the good guys, the people posing as the people that want to take care of the children and are so conservative, they're a bunch of bug-eyed perverts. So a bunch of them are part of a gay gang, and then the others are part of a pedophile ring, and they are despicable. And I have the proof. I have the documents. Again, I have mainstream headlines. Top gay porn stars servicing moguls at Bohemian Grove. Well, I don't need to read that in the New York Post about Republicans, and it's a Republican paper, Rupert Murdoch. I don't have to read that there. I snuck into Bohemian Grove, folks, and I had old men approaching me. Okay? This is the creme de la creme of the conservative leadership. We're going to break. When we get back, well, here's that New York Post. Gay porn star services Bohemian Grove members. New York, page 6, July 22nd, 2004. Here's another one. Yeah, we got Jesse Ventura coming up after we take some calls here in the next segment. And I've got news about the 911 bombers, the supposed bombers, this new fake tape. I've got Al Gore out shilling, lying about global warming. It's really a global tax. Stay with us.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin, pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's not about right versus left. It's about right versus wrong. This is the Alex Jones Show on News Radio 590 KLDJ. Call Alex now at 836-0590, pound 590 for those on a wireless, and toll free at 1-877-590-KLBJ.
If you know history, if you've studied history, you know that Nero and Caligula during the decline and fall of the Roman Empire, all of their emperors, were they'd have public parties where they'd slit children's throats, and they'd dress up like werewolves, and then start devouring the children. This is mainstream Roman history. Caligula married his horse and then would read its droppings in the Senate to decide, like the tea leaves, on what he would do. Just go to study. The Nazis were into sick things I'm not going to get into on air. The hierarchy of most elites throughout history, parasitic elites, dictators, are always into sick stuff, folks. And you've got a very corrupt, and I mean, America's as decadent as it gets. And you got to—they don't let you into high-level congressional committees or chairmanships in most cases unless you've been involved in arms smuggling, murder for hire, your old CIA. They got a bunch of dirt on you, or you're part of the good old boy pervert club, basically. And that's what we're talking about here today, is how they're using the pervert club, just like the British had the Hellfire Club, which is another pervert club. So you're compromised, so they can now trust you. And then they burn occasionally one of their people just to get everybody else back in line. And, yeah, I think a caller has a point to pass legislation bringing us into an official dictatorship. And we've got all the mainstream news articles posted up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if you want to go document all this. But look, Congressman Foley had co-chaired the House Caucus on Missing and Exploited Children and had sponsored numerous bills into protecting children and predators. Remember 2 years ago that big scandal, 3,000-plus children were missing in Florida that CPS, Child Protective Services, had taken? And nobody knew where they'd gone, and most of them haven't been found today. A lot of them have been found dead. It turned out the top three people running CPS in Florida were convicted pedophiles. I mean, child rapists, ladies and gentlemen. What better job for them but running the entire operation? And they were fired, but then nothing happened. You see, this is the type of horrors that grows under the umbrella of national security or state secrets or even county secrets. You want transparency in government or criminals can and will and always have taken it over. Think of the most horrible thing you can think of, and if you've got a secret government, it's going on. Okay, I've got the Ventura interview. I've got the laughing 9/11 bombers, this new tape right on time of the election, a bunch of big developments there. I want to comment on what global warming is, why you see Al Gore pushing it. It is a fraud. I'm not saying climate change isn't real, but what he's pushing is a fraud. And we've got loaded phone lines here from all over the country. I'm going to move super quick now, folks. I've got to do this. If I'm going to play part of the Ventura interview I did, the sit-down interview earlier this week, and if I'm going to get to this other news. Right now, let's go to Jay in Miami Beach. You're blasting out nationwide from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, man. You're a true American and a great man.
Well, thank you. What's on your mind?
Thursday night, I sat and watched, my wife and I sat and watched the Senate pass the new legislation Thursday night. Friday, we get up, we listen to your broadcast on InfoWars, and I went through the bill with you as you were doing it, and I had the U.S. code book out, and I was horrified, absolutely horrified at what's going on.
Hey, you could do like the caller last hour, just say it's a lie and we're lying and it doesn't exist and go back to sleep.
I was actually getting heated listening to him. He's an idiot. You said it right. You can't. There's no other way to call it.
I mean, he didn't say, I think it can't be true or you've got to be wrong. No, just, you're a liar, Alex. You're a liar.
Where are the true Americans? They've been destroyed by design. They're not.
Well, you know, when I was young in college, I didn't believe that the Nazis didn't know or the Germans didn't know what the Nazis were doing. And now that I know history, I believe it. After the war, that's why they made them go look at the death camps and the dead people and the horrors, because the Germans were going, we don't believe it still. We don't believe it. Because people cannot believe this stuff. It's too horrible. Fine, you're going to be slaves, folks. They want tyranny to take your pension funds, to take your bank accounts, to make your sons and daughters go fight in foreign wars. Tyranny ain't pretty, folks. Licking boots, being a slave isn't fun. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick in Chicago. Go ahead, Nick. You're on air.
Hey, Brother Jones. I've got some good news for you for once.
Well, good. Let me hear it.
Okay. LoneLantern.org received a care package from Mr. Avery, Rowe, and Bremer, consisting of 4,800 copies of their latest re-edit of Loose Change.
Okay, for those that aren't on the inside of all this, you're calling like you called on Friday, which is great. You guys are hold on, let me just stop.
Okay.
You guys are going to hand out tens of thousands, they've already handed out tens of thousands, 4,000 more of Loose Change, the 9/11 video. They're in Chicago coming up at what you said, or somebody else calling in said, they're at the marathon.
Correct. Within 2 hours, we distributed 4,700 of them to eager, anticipating Chicagoans.
And I think that's great. I think that's awesome. I wish I had the capital to give you guys 4,800 terror storms for free.
Brother, we hand out your stuff as our own expenses, okay? This was just a gift from them.
No, they're awesome. In fact, I'm thinking about if I should just... The country's so desperate now, I ought to spend all the money I got and print up 100,000 of those things. They're not that much, and just give them out, but... I don't know.
It's cool. I just want to give all our brothers and sisters out there an important message. If you read the good book, you know how this war ends, and we are the winners.
That's right. God bless you. I appreciate your call from Chicago. Thanks for holding to tell us that. Let's go ahead and talk to Lynn in North Austin. She's got questions about 9/11 and Flight 93. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I've been watching you for a long time, and after 9/11, I listened, but then I sort of got... It was just hard for me to believe a lot of the things. Like, for instance, I've watched a lot more since then because I have a son.
And it's hard to believe that there's a gay gang running the Republican Party, but it's all going
to
come out.
Yeah, that is hard to believe. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. We just watched that movie today, Freedom to Fascism.
It's powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, it was awesome. And I had to email a few people about it. But the thing is, I have a couple questions. One of them is... the 93 flight, is that true that 93 flight, we it's. I know you're saying, and everyone's.
Yeah, long before there was a that was over Shanksville, Pennsylvania. For those that didn't know, it was an 8.5 mile debris field, an engine 8.5 miles away.
Right.
The state police said they saw F-16, saw explosions. The thing had an 8+ mile debris field. That means it was blown up.
Uh-huh.
The whole let's roll thing was made up. We even know the name of the squadron. We even know the name of the officer. They put 2 AIM-9s or Sidewinder missiles into it. And that was the general in control disregarded orders to stand down and ordered that plane shot down. And if he wouldn't have ordered that, it was going to be flown into the Capitol. We would have had total decapitation of the government. We would have had a dictatorship from then.
Okay, so you're saying it was shot down.
Yes, that's all the inside intel I've got.
What about the thing about the fact that there was a plane that was detoured to Ohio and the people got out there?
Those are areas that I choose not to cover because there's areas of 9/11 that are foggy,
yeah.
And the media likes to focus on those and claim that's our conspiracy theory.
Uh-huh.
I focus on what we can prove.
Okay.
NORAD standing down, Bin Laden being known CIA, public officials warned not to fly, CIA insider trading at record levels against America and United in the 4 days before, bombs clearly in the buildings, okay?
Uh-huh.
Building 7 being a CIA... Well, let me just go through all the evidence.
Okay.
44,000 U.S. troops already massed in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan the 2 months before 9/11 to attack Afghanistan. Official U.S. government plans like Operation Northwoods to launch 9/11 style attacks. Bill Clinton and the globalists launching the Oklahoma City bombing attacks. The fact that the feds cooked the bomb, trained the drivers in the first 93 attack on the World Trade Center, and about 500 plus other key points that cannot be refuted that prove in a large spectrum analysis that it's an inside job.
Okay, what happened to the people that were on that plane that died?
You just brought up the point that the media, out of all the facts we've got, they always want to go into people's theories about did they land planes, did they take off other planes. That's not the intel I have. I know that's in Northwoods, and I appreciate your call, ma'am. I know it's in Northwoods. The U.S. government says we'll have a plane take off and land and get the people off. Then we'll fly another plane with the same tail numbers and crash it and blow it up and blame it on foreign enemies. I know in Northwoods the government says they do it that way. Okay, and so everybody focuses in on that particular U.S. government plan. I don't believe that's what the government criminal elements of it did on 9/11. Just like I said, you said, you know, what do you think about this? And I said, I don't think it's an important area to spend all our time looking at it because you can't prove it one way or the other. How about all this? And you say, well, I still want to talk about it. I understand, but there is other areas that need to be looked at. Okay, and people for some reason don't want to look at those. We're going to go to break, come back with the final segment. I've got to play this part of this Ventura interview. I've got to hit these other two news items. Then at the end, if I have time, I'll just come do Radio Graffiti and give you each a minute or so. Stay with us.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Yeah.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on News Radio 590 KLBJ. Give Alex a piece of your mind at 836-0590, pound 590 for those on a wireless, and toll free at 1-877-590-KLBJ.
All right, my friends, final segment. I'm going to air about 5 minutes of Jesse Ventura. I interviewed him for about 20 minutes of a sit-down videotape interview earlier this week when he was here campaigning for Kinky Friedman. I knew he questioned the official 9/11 story, but he talked about Northwoods. He talked about Gulf of Tonkin. Our government staged that to get us into war, and he said it could certainly happen. Again, we're going to play that section of the interview. But right now, let me get into the latest 9/11 news that's come out. The criminal elements of our government have been doling out lots of fake Al-Qaeda videotapes for years, and it comes out months later in each case that it was either old videotapes pre-9/11, re-edited by our government through their handlers, the people they handle at Al Jazeera, or it's fake videos, and that's been confirmed. You know, the fat bin Laden in the dark room, that's been voice printed and face scanned. It's fake. And that's come out in the press, but back of the paper, so the average American isn't aware of it. But now we have supposedly Muhammad Atta and one of his cohorts of the 9/11 hijackers at the bin Laden command base, giggling and laughing and then getting serious and reading their solemn letter of how they're going to kill everybody. But then the government obviously couldn't give us audio, though, of this latest tape that's been released, and they claim the tape is being released to give orders to sleeper cells to attack us right in time for the election and, of course, to blame it on Iran and go to war, as I've been predicting they do. We may be able to back them off, though, by speaking out against this and exposing it. But to make a long story short, we know Muhammad Atta and others left the U.S. right around this same time, went to a Malaysian terror summit, then stopped in Afghanistan, and then went back into the United States. And when two different embassy heads blocked them getting visas, the State Department called them and said, and I've interviewed these embassy heads, U.S. government officers, okay, and told them, let them back in. The terror designation on the computer is their CIA cover. These are officers. Doesn't stop there. I have, of course, covered the fact that the Sacramento Bee, the first place to report it was the San Jose Mercury News and the AP. The dean of the Defense Language School went public and said, look, these guys were U.S. government agents. We were forced to train them in covert ops at our bases in spy training. And then Pensacola News Journal, MSNBC reported they were trained at the Pensacola Naval Air Station. And I got a bunch of other evidence, informants living with them, government credit cards, government paid for cars. They were U.S. government agents set up, remote control of planes that were nerve gassed on board, flown into the buildings. And that's the inside. The people at the Pentagon that told me that are the same ones that told me right after 9/11 that the government was running drills that morning. I didn't know that was true for 2 years. Then it came out in the Associated Press that the U.S. government was running drills of hijacked jets being flown to the World Trade Center and Pentagon. That's the kind of sources I've got, folks. Well, here it is. The laughing 9/11 bombers, right on time. They can also show you Steve McQueen pitching for Ford Mustangs, even though he's been dead since 1981. It's all fake, folks. The laughing 9/11 bombers, film of the ringleader of September 11th hijackers, reading his martyrdom will inside Afghanistan at Osama bin Laden's headquarters, has emerged 5 years after the al-Qaeda outrage. Ah, yes. And then here's another one. The president dubs alleged Pearl killer MI6 agent. We already told you that Mr. Pearl learned that al-Qaeda was CIA-controlled. I reported this 3 years ago. And so he was killed by globalist assets. And now Pakistani President General Pervez Musharraf, who's getting paranoid, so he's going public, has disclosed that Omar Sheikh, who kidnapped and murdered American journalist Daniel Pearl, is now facing death penalty, was actually the British secret agent's MI6 agent and had executed certain missions on their behest before coming to Pakistan and visiting Afghanistan to meet Osama bin Laden and Mullah Omar. Remember that Rashid Aswat, the head of the London bombings, was also MI6, and John Loftus, former Justice Department chief anti-terror expert, works for ABC News, went public on that, and that's also declassified now. Here's another one, BBC, Pakistan role in Mulabi attacks, and a Pakistan intelligence agency was behind the train blast in Mumbai in July that killed 186 people, Indian police say. And they did that, of course, on behest of MI6 to destabilize the region. That's British intel, the real folks that run things. James Bond's real folks, but he's a terrorist. Oh, by the way, 2 weeks ago I interviewed one of them, the former head of covert operations in Northern Ireland, the head, really, of the IRA, and reporting that IRA was run by British intelligence and staged the attacks as a pretext for military control of Northern Ireland and to set up a police state in England proper, particularly London. You see, who stands to gain from the terror? Who gets to take your rights? Who gets defense contracts? They're all starting to go public. Also, I interviewed David Shaler, former MI5 top agent, who broke the news that al-Qaeda was funded by MI6. He actually saw the documents, talked to the agents who were doing it. That's now BBC, mainstream news. I interviewed him long before all that came out in the mainstream news. Let's go ahead and go to part of this Jesse Ventura interview that I talked to him this week, the former governor, where he talks about government-sponsored terrorism. Go ahead and roll it.
Mr. Ventura, I'm just going to tell you right off the bat, I became a big supporter of you when I saw a clip online in the summer of 2003 when you were on Jay Leno. It was heartfelt, it was energy, it was pure truth. I saw you tell people thanks for standing up for the truth, thanks for standing up for what's right. You were on Jay Leno, you talked about Gulf of Tonkin. Since then it's been declassified, it was all staged. You obviously knew you were inside all of that later. Yeah. I would just like to get your view, your take on 9/11, Gulf of Tonkin, JFK, all of it.
Well, I think the most interesting thing to talk about today is if people aren't aware that due to the Freedom of Information Act, in the early 60s, the Pentagon had an operation called Operation Northwoods, and it never came to reality, but it was on the table that our military would attack certain cities within the United States and make it look like Cuba did it to justify an invasion of Cuba. It never happened, but just the simple fact that they contemplated it and it was actually on the table in the Pentagon, I find that just very disturbing, that they would, you know, even consider using our military to try to justify an invasion of another country.
They did speak on Jay Leno, according to my recollection, about how Gulf of Tonkin was staged, how you were lied to, we were lied to, you lost a lot of friends. What was it like to learn that they had staged an event that didn't really happen to bring us into full-scale war in 64? What was it like when you realized that and you learned that?
Well, it was very disappointing to believe in your country that they would lie to you to get into a war, that they would perpetrate a lie and that the media would go along with it. It's a real eye-opener. And you realize that if they would do it in the 60s, they'll do it again. If it works once, it'll work again. Government very much operates that way. And I really learned about it when McNamara did his tour with film and he came to Harvard when I was teaching there. And they pretty much had to lock me up in a room so that I wouldn't confront him. And
what would you say to him if you were in a room with him?
I would ask him why we were lied to and what the purpose was for it. The one thing I do question on 9/11 is the fact that if anyone's familiar with the Payne Stewart, the golfer, and when he died, he was flying in a private plane, and they lost contact with that private plane out of Florida, and within 30 minutes, they had a fighter jet up on the wing. And that fighter stayed with it all the way till it crashed in Nebraska, making sure that it didn't harm anyone. And the thing I questioned on 9/11 was simply the fact, where were our planes when all of this was going on and planes were being...
Yeah, folks, we're out of time. Next week I'll air more of the interview, I promise. I meant to play more. That's the problem. We got to go 3 hours. There's just not enough time with 2 hours. But in about a week and a half, well, we already syndicated today, full syndication with all of the stations signing up in the next 2 weeks. But and we've got calls here from Austin. We got calls from Montana, Denver. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason. Jason, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, we want to tell you you're doing a great job. I just wanted to bring up the point you were talking about before. How are they controlling all of these people running our democracy? You talk about Jeff Gannon. I mean, was that rubbing something in somebody's face at all of the press conferences saying you better keep your mouth shut? We know what's really going on.
Yeah, he like puts his hand on his neck and the president puts his cheek up against him and kisses him on the side of the head.
There's something going on here that's just sick.
Well, I mean, regardless, I mean, maybe Bush was just having fun, but we know a bunch of these other people, it's totally out of control, and it's really scary. I appreciate your call. John in Montana, you're going live from the studios on News Radio 590 KLBJ.
Hey, Alex, I'm going to let you know I've been pushing snooze on my alarm clock for about 5 years now. Finally watched Terror Storm, watched all your videos, actually, and pulled that alarm clock out of my wall. I'm awake now. And I want to ask you a couple questions. First, I want to know if on your website if you can put up some brochures, some flyers, something that we across the country can all
download.
That's
a good idea. We need to do the flyers. We need to do the flyers.
Yeah, flyers on the website. I'll put those down, and people can print those out. And the second thing I want to ask every American out there that is awake right now, what are we waiting for, people? I mean, they're attacking us daily. We know what's going on. What's the
they just butchered? They just butchered the entire Bill of Rights. You're absolutely right. Last caller, Greg. You got 10 seconds. You're on KLBJ. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I would like to know if you believe in the Islamic movement or the Islamic terrorists.
I don't know what that means. You mean because I don't buy into the fable? Because I know that radical Islam was funded and created by our own government. That's just mainstream history. And I know that all these other real terrorists are handled by our government. I just read a bunch of documents and admissions to you. No, I don't believe in the rare organic terrorism that takes place. I think it's terrible. But I'm mad at the terrorists in our government that are setting up a North American Union right now. Shift your paradigm. God bless you next week.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.